Welcome back to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. It's been a little over 2 years since the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce announced its Big Five goals, their plans for, as they said, making Kansas City one of the greatest communities in America. Recently, the Chamber checked off one of those goals as having been achieved. So today, joining us to talk about that success for the Kansas City Animal Health Corridor and about what's next or for the other Big Four are Jim Heater, President and CEO of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. Welcome back, Jim.
Thanks so much, Brian. It's always a pleasure to be with you and to be with your listeners on KCUR.
Good to have you here. And Bob Marcus, President and CEO of the Kansas City Area Development Council. Always good to see you, Bob. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You and the KCADC had a key role in making that recent global symposium on animal health happen. Take us back, though, a couple of years. How did this arise as one of the top five things for Kansas City to focus on?
Well, I can take you back several years, and then I'm going to defer to Jim in terms of how we elevated this to the top five. Mm-hmm. But going back several years, we realized that there was a tremendous amount of capacity in the Kansas City area centered around animal health. And I should point out that because I think a lot of people don't really understand what animal health is. This is about vaccines. This is about antibiotics. This is about big pharmaceuticals. And Kansas City really is the world's center of this particular industry. We thought, you know, we ought to take advantage of that. We should brand it. We should grow it. We should use this brand to attract additional companies into this space. And so with the leadership of the CEOs of animal health companies with the vet schools in Missouri and in Kansas, we began the process of seeing if we could elevate Kansas City as the center of the animal health industry. Mm-hmm. We've had some tremendous success, and we can talk about that in a minute, but I think the thing that really helped us really move forward was the Chamber's decision to make this one of the Big Five.
And you say that it's already a capital of animal health. I mean, how far out does this corridor go? How large an area are we talking about as the center of animal health?
Well, we define the corridor as ranging from Columbia, Missouri to Manhattan, Kansas, from St. Joseph, Missouri to Emporia, Kansas, and everything in between. And in that space, there are two of the world's best vet schools. There are 300-plus companies that are focused either exclusively or in a significant way on the animal health industry. Many of the U.S. or world headquarters of the largest companies in the world in animal health are within that space, and a lot of the suppliers and supporters of that industry are located physically within that area that I just defined.
Jim Heater, you and I spoke, I think, the day the top five goals were announced on KCUR, and you talked then a little bit about the process, but remind us, how did animal health become one of the major five focuses for the Chamber these last couple of years?
Well, Brian, it was chosen as one of the Chamber's Big Five initiatives because of what had already been done, what had already been accomplished, and Bob Marcus just gave us a great description of that. The animal health corridor, for which Kansas City is really the geographic heart, is easily, I think, one of the most successful economic development initiatives our greater Kansas City region has embarked upon in the last decade or so. And so in one respect, we're simply leveraging success. We're leveraging assets that are already there. And our idea in terms of a world symposium, the world symposium really on animal health, was to cement Kansas City's place as the world leader in animal health science and the animal health industry. It's a very important industry. It's a big industry. It brings a lot of jobs, a lot of resources to our greater Kansas City area, and gives us a key position in that corridor that stretches from Manhattan, Kansas to Columbia, Missouri, and northward to St. Joseph. I think if there was any genius in picking the Big Five, as one of the Big Five, the Animal Health World Symposium, it was in choosing Gary Forsey as our champion of that initiative. Gary, as I think you and your listeners know, is the former CEO of Sprint and also the former president of the University of Missouri System, and he did an extraordinary job of bringing us great success. And the other key ingredient was to choose as our close partner, Bob Marcus, and the Kansas City Area Development Council.
You know, it strikes me that the Animal Health Symposium is a different kind of goal than most of the others. The others are sort of these long-range permanent fixtures, something like a downtown arts campus. We'll talk about some of those other goals in a minute. But the symposium was a one-time event, right? It happened in October, right?
Well, Brian, in a sense, it is a one-time event. But I think in an even greater sense, it's part of an ongoing process. We believe that the success of the symposium last year simply gives us a launching pad for even greater success in the future. We are already planning for the next global symposium on animal health, which will be held in the end of August of 2014. We intend to see more companies present. We intend to see more venture capital firms present. We intend to make this bigger and better every single year.
And so let's talk about how the first symposium went. You say it was a success. How are you defining success?
Let's look at the metrics. We had two primary events. We had a celebratory dinner, and we had 800 attendees at that dinner. 235 companies were represented amongst those 800 attendees, and 182 of those were animal health companies. Now, here's something interesting. Those 182 companies came from 37 different states in the union and several countries outside of the United States. Now, the next day, because we believe, and I know Jim believes, that entrepreneurism and growing companies is critically important to the future of Kansas City, the next day we held an investment forum. We had put out a request to emerging entrepreneurial animal health companies from around the world to potentially present in Kansas City and to potentially raise funds to help grow their businesses. We had 38 applicants from around the world. We screened that down with a panel of judges to the best 12, the 12 that were really world-class, were really ready to go. And here's something interesting. Those 12 came in to make presentations, to raise money. But in the audience, and this is amazing, there were 33 different venture capital firms from around the country and from five other countries. We had VCs come into Kansas City from China, from Japan, from England, from Canada. They all came to Kansas City because they wanted an opportunity to take part in the growth in this industry, all of which is centered in Kansas City. So we can clearly say it was a great success. It was an international success. And our goal is to be even more successful in the future.
And Bob Marcus, CEO, president of the Kansas City ADC, the Area Development Council, just remind us what you do. What is the ADC? It's about bringing in investment, right?
Our job is to grow the economy of this region. And the region is the area that we defined. We are interested in attracting jobs, creating jobs, supporting companies here that are here and can add new jobs.
Jim Heater, president and CEO of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. This was one of the big five that were named a few years ago. Why make the decision, by the way, to check it off? Obviously, Animal Health Corridor is going to continue to be a priority. Why go ahead and say, mission accomplished, let's move on to something else?
Brent, I think the reason to do that is because mission has been accomplished. The symposium that Bob just described so well, so accurately, really is what we were setting out to do. And while in one sense that has been accomplished, keep in mind the overarching goal, which is really to put stake in the ground and internationally as for Kansas City, greater Kansas City, as the center for animal health science worldwide. I think we've accomplished that, but Bob is exactly right. What we're doing is what we'll be doing is continuing to build upon that. Just because we've accomplished our specific goal doesn't mean that we stop. We continue to build on that.
Well, let me ask you then to help us remember what the other four out of those big five are. And, of course, some of these involve the Area Development Council as well, Bob. But start with the downtown UMKC Arts Campus. The concept was introduced with a great deal of fanfare. It's been an ongoing project. Where does it stand today?
Well, the downtown Arts Campus, the downtown UMKC Arts Campus, is moving forward very, very well. And we're very pleased with the success we've had thus far. just as we are with all four of the other Big Five initiatives. And when we embarked upon this, there were some people who said quite publicly that if you're successful in accomplishing two or three of these, you will have done a lot. As at this point, we've accomplished one, and all of the other four are definitely on track. And the Downtown Arts Campus for UMKC is one of them. This involves essentially moving, relocating physically what's now referred to as the Conservatory of Music and Dance at UMKC. That, by the way, is a conservatory with an international reputation. It is internationally renowned. It's one of the great strengths of UMKC and one of its great centers of excellence. And the notion is to relocate the conservatory to a site essentially adjacent to the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. So we leverage that extraordinary community asset. We do something great for downtown. We, in terms of the students, the people who will be living and studying in the downtown area.
It'll be close to the ballet, the opera, the symphony. It'll all be there together.
Precisely correct. And what you do for UMKC and the conservatory is you give it the opportunity to be even greater, because students from all over the world will want to come there and study and perform in the great Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts and other downtown arts facilities. It's Chancellor Leo Morton from UMKC is the champion of that initiative. He has done a superb job. And at this point, I think it's fair to say that everyone is aligned at the university, downtown, the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts. Everyone agrees this is a great idea and is aligned to make it happen. The lead private gift from Julie Irene Kauffman and the Muriel Kauffman Foundation of $20 million is a huge step forward. So we're in the process right now of lining up additional private money to support that. And at an appropriate point in time, perhaps a year from now, we will seek public funding from the state of Missouri, probably to match that. So
and the website says that in addition to that $20 million lead gift, $70 million is being sought. Is that right? And how's that going? How much of that has been raised?
Well, what will happen there is whether the number is $70 or $80 million, which that is the right ballpark number. The way that we see that breaking down, Brian, is probably 50-50. 50% of that will be private money. 50% of that will be essentially a public match. There are different opportunities to provide that public match. The reason that the gift from Julie Irene Kauffman and the Muriel Kauffman Foundation is so important is that essentially provides half of the private money that we seek to raise. And we've had enough conversations with enough individuals and foundations to believe that we'll be able to raise the remaining $20 million in private money.
I want to invite our listeners to start chiming in with some of their ideas for what should take the place of the Animal Health Symposium in the Big Five. If you have suggestions for what you think should be the next big goal for the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce and for area business and area community development, give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. You can also email us at centralstandard@kcur.org. Jim, another of the Big Five goals was the translational medical research, overall increasing the profile of Kansas City in terms of medical research. Obviously, this one saw something of a setback on Election Day last month. Talk a little bit about, remind us what the goal was regarding medical research.
Well, the goal of translational medicine is in one sense, complex and a little difficult to understand. In another sense, it's actually
fairly
simple and
straightforward. Give us the brief version, yeah.
The brief version is this, that translational medicine involves what we sometimes refer to as bench science to bedside. It's taking the hard science that's developed in places, for example, like the Stowers Institute right here in Kansas City and other places around the world, taking that hard science and translating it, thus translational medicine, translating it into products and medical procedures that can be of benefit to all of us and our families and our daily health care. That's what it's about. And in the process of translation, what happens is that companies are created. They're entrepreneurial companies typically. They're biotech. They're scientific companies. They provide a lot of jobs, a lot of high-paying jobs, and they also do a great service to the community and to the world. And that's what translational medicine is about and why we think it's so important.
So only 16%, less than 16% of Jackson County voters supported the sales tax to support this last month. Is that a big blow? It seems like a big setback.
It's an interesting development, Brian. That initiative, which was led by our good friends at the Civic Council of Greater Kansas City, and they did a terrific job in putting together the proposal and promoting it, but the voters saw it a different way. So in that sense, it's a bit of a setback. But I think there's a lot of good news in this. And the good news is that all during this campaign, which went on for several months, while people disagreed, as the voters ultimately showed at the polls, with a specific proposal, everyone agreed with the notion that translational medicine is important and that as a community we should do it. So for me, the really good news is that with this as one of our Chamber's Big Five initiatives, and by the way, it continues to be a Big Five initiative because it is important. It's too important to let go, and we're going to continue to work on it. What I think came across to the public is what translational medicine is and why it's important and why it can be good for our community. So that's really good news.
You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. I'm Brian Ellison. We're talking about the Big Five goals of the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about how one of them, the Animal Health Corridor's Global Animal Health Symposium, has been accomplished, and talking about how the others are going and what might replace that one in the top five. Jim Heater from the Chamber is here, as well as Bob Marcus from the Kansas City Area Development Council. And you can be with us, too, by calling 816-235-2888 with your ideas for what should be the next big thing for making Kansas City better. Al in Kansas City, Missouri is with us. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Al, what's your idea?
Good show. Well, it's been my idea for some time, and the KC Arts and the Mayor's Initiative for the Arts is very important. But in addition to that, I would like to see Kansas City develop as an art tourism destination, such as something like Santa Fe, or, you know, it will take some time to do that. But with the Cawthron Performing Arts Center, which has generated so much national interest in our town, we are ready now to also develop our art market, and I'd like to see Kansas City become an art tourist destination.
Al, we appreciate the idea. Thank you.
But there needs to be an initiative from the banking community. It can't come through the art community. It has to come from the mercantile community. So that's my input.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Al. And Bob Marcus from KCADC, how important is art and how important is tourism for the overall economic picture in Kansas City?
Well, let me answer both those questions. Tourism, of course, is incredibly important. It has always played a big role in Kansas City's economy. Your listeners may know that just today, Kansas City was listed as one of the top 10 destinations in the United States, tourism destinations. We were delighted to see that and believe that that's an appropriate designation. And hopefully that'll draw more tourists and perhaps even more conventions. If we go to the question of art, I think we have to step back a little bit and ask ourselves, why is that important? And there are a lot of reasons why it's important. But the reason that I want to focus on is that Kansas City and every city in this country needs to be extremely competitive in terms of our ability to attract talented people to Kansas City. We currently are experiencing an imbalance between the number of jobs and the number of people available. Not quite enough jobs yet. I believe that going forward, we're going to have more jobs and not enough talented people. And it's very, very important to us that we understand that Kansas City needs to be a magnet to draw talent to work for the companies here that can sustain and grow our community. Art plays an important role in that. And we're delighted that we are seeing across the community a great embrace of America's Creative Crossroads as a platform for the arts community, as a platform for drawing talent to Kansas City. We could spend an entire half hour talking about this, but it is going to be ever, ever more important that we be world-class competitive for the best possible people and give them reasons to come and live here and work here.
We are also on Twitter, at KCURCST. James has written to us on Twitter, the Kansas City Chamber's Big Five goals should absolutely be transit, would dovetail nicely with Kansas City's streetcar expansion. And he got that in 140 characters. Jim Heater, I'm not going to ask you to comment on each and every one and how likely it is to be one the next in the Big Five, but transit came up for a lot of conversation last time.
It certainly did, Brian, and there were a lot of advocates for transit. One of the interesting pieces of that conversation And the reason that transit was not one of the chamber's big five initiatives is there was no consensus. There was no consensus about what the specific issue or goal regarding transit should be. Should it be heavier rail, light rail, streetcar? Should it be a combination of buses, rail, trails? And so I think when we get to the point which we're just about to embark in choosing the chamber's new number five, now that we've accomplished one of our objectives, our new number five, Greg Graves, the CEO of Burns & McDonnell, with whom I had the opportunity to work very closely when he was chair of the chamber and we embarked upon the Big Five initiatives, Greg will be leading that process, and we will be entertaining a host of ideas, including the two that the callers have given us already, about what might be the new number five for the Chamber's initiatives.
We've talked about animal health. We've talked about the Downtown Arts Campus and the medical initiatives, translational medicine. That still leaves two other current Big Five that are on the table. One of those was revitalizing the urban core. A lot has happened in the last 2 years on this front, hasn't it, Jim?
Brian, you're precisely correct. A great deal has happened. For one thing, we have defined the Urban Neighborhood Initiative's goals, which essentially is a long truce. It runs from almost 12th Street south to where we are here at KCUR. Mm-hmm. And we have put together a terrific board of directors, which includes people from all over the community, but especially the business community. We have hired an executive director, Diane Cleaver, the wife of Congressman Emanuel Cleaver and the former First Lady of Kansas City, Missouri, and a person who knows the urban core extraordinarily well. And Diane is doing a fabulous job as our executive director. And we've reached out to create partnerships not only with the 12 neighborhoods, which are a part of the Urban Neighborhood Initiative, but a host of other organizations in the community.
You know, one of the things I'm struck by when you read through the list of accomplishments is that a lot of them, they seem very small. A grocery store, a strategy to support urban gardens, working on block captains. But is that how neighborhoods actually change, I mean, with those small steps?
That is precisely how neighborhoods change, how they develop, and how they really become neighborhoods. It is all those little pieces that fit together. You have to start, for example, with public safety. If a neighborhood's not safe, it can't be a neighborhood. So you start with public safety. You have to include education, and particularly early childhood education, and we have partnered with the Mayor James's Turn the Page initiative in that regard. You have mentioned a couple of other things that we are in the process of doing. We hope to have a groundbreaking with an urban grocery store, and John Bluford, the CEO of Truman Medical Center, is really taking the lead on this and is doing a phenomenal job. But that not only eliminates the so-called food desert right in that part of the urban neighborhood initiatives area, but it also will have a focus on healthy eating and healthy foods. So all these pieces have to come together. We realize, by the way, this is a long-term strategy. This, like one or two of our other initiatives, won't be something that we check the box on. It'll be hopefully ongoing 25 years from now.
Yeah, I want to get to the last of the Big Five, and I want to ask you about it, Bob Marcus. The last of the Big Five is making Kansas City America's most entrepreneurial city, and I suppose that could mean a lot of different things. But Bob, how important really are small business startups and entrepreneurial activities in a city like Kansas City to our economic development? You work a lot thinking about the Sprints and the Cerners and the DSTs of the world. How important are little tiny businesses?
Well, you know, we did something interesting 2 weeks ago, and that was called Reverse Pitch. To bring our organization closer to those smaller emerging companies, we created a new organization called KC Next, and the name is self-descriptive. But a few weeks ago, we had six of the largest companies in Kansas City make presentations to these small emerging firms and say, hey, we have a problem. Can you help us solve it? Can you create a technology? Can you develop an app? Can you do something that will help us, the major company, solve a problem? And if the answer is yes, what then happens is that small emerging technology company has a customer. And every entrepreneur needs a customer. Now, entrepreneurism is incredibly important to any economy. We have to attract new employers, we have to support those that are here, and we have to create new companies. And when you look back at some of the largest employers in Kansas City today, they were 20, 30, 50 years ago the entrepreneurs of that time. So we have to constantly be putting new seed in the garden. You know, and whether that entrepreneur is based in Kansas City, Missouri, or Tonganoxie, Kansas, the impact on our region can be very, very powerful.
Jim Heater, do you feel like the progress has been satisfactory on this goal?
Progress has been terrific. Our champion of this Big Five initiative, Brian, has been Peter DeSilva, the CEO of UMB Bank. And we've had some terrific partners, particularly the Kauffman Foundation, Casey SourceLink, and so many others. And part of what we've done, I think, in the last 2 years with Peter DeSilva's leadership is we've created what he, I think, accurately describes as a movement. There's an entrepreneurial movement in Kansas City now that manifests itself in a host of ways. Keep in mind that our goal is a lofty one. It's to make Kansas City America's most entrepreneurial city, and I think we're well on our way to accomplishing that.
We've got less than a minute left. What is the process for coming to the number five goal? When will we be looking for that?
What we'll do, Brian, with Greg Graves' leadership, is we will go back to many of the people and organizations who were involved in the first process and solicit their ideas. We won't do the full-blown process that we did before for the new number five, but we'll do a kind of almost a miniature version of that.
And how can folks participate? Is there a way to give feedback?
There certainly is, and we would welcome that feedback. We've heard two great ideas on your show here this morning, but people can go to the Chamber's website and leave good ideas there, and we would welcome that. We got a lot of great ideas in the first go-around, and I know we will this time too.
I should mention, and I'm sorry, we're out of time. I don't have time for the calls from Jackie and Jake and Suzanne, but Suzanne suggests the One Health Initiative that integrates human and animal health. Lots of possibilities for conversation, as I'm sure you're hearing from other sources as well. I want to thank Jim Heater, who is President and CEO of the Greater Kansas City Chamber of Commerce, and Bob Marcus, President and CEO of the Kansas City Area Development Council. Thanks to both of you for being here.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
You can subscribe to our podcast. You can hear this conversation again. You can get more information about this subject or any of our previous shows at the Central Standard page of kcur.org. Join us tomorrow when we explore combining failing school districts into one big statewide school district, and also we hear from the author of The Undeserving Poor. Stay tuned now for Up to Date. They're coming up next with The Book Doctors. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with Sydney Llewellyn. I'm Brian Ellison. This is KCUR.